You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the test listening booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man checking in for a flight. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good afternoon and welcome to Anglo Air. Where are you flying today?
Hi, I'm flying to Paris today. After that, I'm going to Munich, but by train, and then flying back to London.
The man says he is flying to Paris. So Paris should be written in the notes.
Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good afternoon and welcome to Anglo Air. Where are you flying today?
Hi, I'm flying to Paris today. After that, I'm going to Munich, but by train. And then flying back to London.
Sounds interesting. It's Mr.
Wickens. David Wickens.
Okay, well, let's get you checked in then, Mr. Wickens, for Paris. Do you have your ticket and your passport?
Yes, somewhere here. Yes, here they are. Ticket and passport.
Okay, let's see. Economy class. Leaving from City Airport, London, to Paris. Leaving 1:30, arriving 3 p.m. local time, with the 1 hour time difference. Do you have a seat preference?
Well, it's a short flight, but I do prefer a window seat if one's available.
Yes, I think there are a couple left. Give me a second here. Yes, here we are. We have seat 7A or 16A available.
The front of the plane, please. So the first one.
No problem, Mr. Wickens. And are you a frequent flyer member? It's not noted here on your booking.
Yes, I've been a member for years. I guess I forgot to give them my number when I made the booking. It's 468319.
468319, correct?
Yes, that's it.
You now have some time to read questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, I see your passport is about to expire. You only have 7 months left.
Yes, I have already applied for a new one. Is it okay to fly with today?
Sure. You need to have at least 6 months remaining to fly. Right then. Now, how many bags do you have to check in?
Well, I will check just this suitcase, but I have a carry-on briefcase, plus my laptop, but I'll keep them both with me.
Right, no problem. Just put your bag here. How about your carry-on bags? The weight limit for those is 7 kilograms in total. And for your suitcase, it's 20 kilograms on these smaller flights. Let's weigh your carry-on bags. a total of just under 30 kilograms. But we'll just let everything through today, Mr. Wickens. The flight's not full, so should be all right.
Okay, thank you for that. What's the boarding time for this flight?
Well, it's a 1:30 departure, and it's noon now. And you have to be at the gate 20 minutes before departure for boarding. So just after 1:10 to be exact. Try to be there earlier, though, if you can. Often the flight can leave a little earlier, that is, if everyone's on board.
Okay, no problem.
Now, I think that's just about everything. I hope you have a good flight, and just for the future, a couple of suggestions. Do you usually get a ticket, or have you used our e-ticket service?
Yes, of course. I normally get an e-ticket, but my secretary was away, so I just bought an ordinary ticket.
Okay. And of course, on our Atlantic flights, do you ever use our e-check-in? You can check in electronically.
Yes, I always do that, but you don't have that service here for the Paris flight.
Correct. That's coming soon. And finally, do you normally stay at the same hotel here in London?
Yes, usually I do. Why?
Well, I suggest that you get one of our brochures about all of our services, including accommodation, check-in facilities, range of flight services, and transportation options. If you just ask at our service counter, it's just past the check-in facilities. I think you'll be interested in some of the things we offer.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate your advice. And thanks for your help.
That is the end of Section 1. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2.